Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ivy Andrews. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cane. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Sugar Cane. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Larry. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Larry steals second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball towards right. Krivic catches it and throws to Dykes, who throws to second to double up Clift. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cane fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Bonura goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 1, White Sox, 1. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-1 in the game. Salters hits a fly ball into right field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-1 in the game. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal, who is chasing the ball. Bottomley reaches third base with a triple. West goes all the way around to score. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Kane covering. Safe. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-1 in the game. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kane fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Hemsley moves to third. Bijma moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma misplays the ball. That's an error on Bijma. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. Appling moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-2 in the game. Salters hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0-for-1 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bijma reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cain fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hemsley moves to second. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 2 in the game. Andrews bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Hayes covering, for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Bijma moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Krivic. Larry reaches second base with a double. Hemsley scores. Bijma scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Krivic moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. West hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain is 0 for 2 in the game. Cain hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox too. The Browns will come to bat. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bijma takes first base on ball 4. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Bijma for the double play. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Soltis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. West hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rosenthal. West reaches second base with a double. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Browns. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Bottomley hits a line drive towards first. Bonura catches it and throws to second to double up West. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.